Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast, almost everybody. This is Are You Garbage? It's a show where we sit down with your favorite comedians and we find out if they grew up classy or if they're absolute trash. I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful Sunday morning, not down here in Antoni's basement, all right? We're coming at you from undisclosed locations around the city. Kids, today we're going to learn a new word. It's called being on the lam. When you're hiding out from the fence.
Foley's my co-host. On house arrest.
I got an ankle bracelet digging into my calf.
We couldn't go to Tootie's. Foley had dirty pee.
Buddy, the joint's hot. We snuck in the back door for a minute to get a little fucking moving around money. She plays ball. She knows what it is. Kippy Kevin James Ryan is here with me, gang. You know him.
Hey, gang. What's up? Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. And I got to be honest, some of you know those numbers are true to fucking roof. Thank you very much.
Maybe a little too true to roof, all right?
And then something else that's been fucking cooking the past couple of days. I don't know if you heard about it, if you've been walking down the street and heard people talking about it. That's patreon.com/areyougarbage. Those numbers are true to fucking roof, okay? So fucking get a glove, get in the fucking game. This guy's out in left field with a hockey stick. Let's go, patreon.com.
That's what got us into this mess. That's what the Libyans are looking for us right now. Kippy's kid giving away bad algorithm advice, and we're lambing it for a couple of days.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Yeah, obviously we're on a Zoom. We had a bit of a bit of a COVID scare that put us all that separated us a bit. So it's just going to be me and the big man for this week. Hopefully within a couple of days we'll be back. Neither one of us is sick, but you know you got to play by the rules, and we're going to get tested, waiting for the results and all that. So we should be back hopefully pretty soon. Back to Tootie's.
Yeah.
Hopefully she does some fucking home improvements to the place while we're not there. You know what I mean? I'm talking like
cleans your joint like a little bit.
Maybe a fridge down a basement or something.
She didn't care at all, man. She thinks it's all a big hoax. She's no mask. She's running around. She don't care. I don't know why you got to worry about that. She doesn't talk in a southern accent, but we like to protect the innocent.
To give out too much.
Talk about garbage. Now, you're aware of my, I don't know if I want to say herpes situation, right?
Oh, boy.
But I get cold sores. That's it. I get cold sores. I got bit on the hand in a wrestling match in high school, and then I started getting cold sores from that.
By a Rottweiler.
Steel cage. Kept it real. It was sick.
The other team didn't have a heavyweight, so the coach just brought his dog. Hey, get out there and bite Foley, will you? Someone's got to bite the big man.
Hey, the match was on the line. I had to do it. You know what I mean? Shout out to Rusty. I wrestled a girl one time in eighth grade.
How much did you pay?
No, I felt bad. She was on the team, and they, you know, she wanted to compete, and everyone's like, "Don't do it, man! Don't do it." So I wrestled her. We had a nice time. You know, it was what it was. It was good stuff.
Did you call her afterwards?
We dated several years.
My neighbor was a gal. Her brother was a big wrestler, so she wanted to wrestle. And, yo, I think I might have talked about this somewhere at some point. She used to fuck dudes.
Really?
Up. Like, dude, to the point. I remember going to fucking those big wrestling matches, like in like the gym of the high school. They'd have like 15 mats out, and there would be
hundreds
of people. Yeah,
bro, they're tournaments. I fucking wrestled regional at your. Would you go to Council Rock?
All right, bro, we're not flexing your fucking Letterman's jacket. I'm telling a story here. What the fuck? Okay, Hey, listen, I understand you know what a wrestling tournament is. I'm explaining it for the listener. You got the big.
I've been there, man. I've been there.
The big man almost put me in a full Nelson real quick. Hold on.
You were
relax.
One of those
thank
kids. You were one of those God kids. You went to a wrestling match without
My brother wrestled, and our neighbors across the street, and so like I would have to go because my brother, whatever, I was there, and she would fuck these kids up, dude, and they would, dude, they would cry. I remember the one kid. I felt so bad. I felt for him. I just felt for him. He went and cried under the scorer's table. You know what I mean? Where they flip the points. Of like,
dude, this is the '90s. This ain't the fucking the new millennium progressive shit. You lost to a girl. You were fucking moving. You were the family was. You would never live that down.
No. And I felt like, and she was good. Like her brother was really fucking good. So she was like good. You know what I mean? She was good. And she played football too, and she'd be she was a beast. Damn. Across the middle. You didn't want to get hung out to dry with her. She'd fucking take your head off.
Fucking was this Marshawn Lynch's sister? What's going on?
I just remember being like, oh, she's the tough one of the group. Like she was like my best friend, and I was like, yes, this chick could fuck me up.
She could have beat you up easily.
I mean, she was wrestling competitively. I was just this little pudgy kid looking for the snacks. Babe, go pin this guy. I'll be at the snack bar with a slushie and a pretzel.
Tell you what, the snack bar at those things weren't too shabby. You get a nice fucking soft pretzy and a fucking screaming cold Coke. Some mom doing it. Maybe she's had some homemade baked goods thrown in the mix. Oh, you ever go to a bake sale? They're pretty trashy.
I remember we went once, and at the church in like the basement of the church, and I didn't get it like right away. I'm like, I'm just gonna buy this food that these fucking random people made. Yo,
they're laundering money. What do you mean? That's what it's all about. It's a big wash.
Get me some tasty cakes and let's fucking go. What are we doing here? Fucking hanging around eating fucking Mrs. Smith's bundt cake. Hit the fucking bricks. Give me the good stuff.
I was a big fan. The only problem is they didn't serve ice cold milk. You had to wait till you get home. But, dude, you were getting lemon bars out of steel. It was unbelievable. It would be like a nickel.
Nah, that's not us. That's not us. We're like, we don't eat other. I'm not eating other food that other people made and then sold me for 25 cents or something. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, why not? You're supporting the church or whatever it is. I don't know what they're doing. It all seems shady.
Yeah, but, the church gets a 20 in a basket every week, all right? That's how the Orion's operated. So fucking 20 cash, look the other way. You know what I mean?
Is that what she would do? Is it 20? You're lying. A 20?
No, my dad would do it. My dad did a 20 every week. I don't know. I used to go to church with him more, but he would do a 20 every week on a fucking boom. And I felt like a baller. It was folded up like half and then half again. Whoosh, there you go. All the other bums in there throwing in a nickel, a penny. Keep the change, you fucking woo. There you go. Yeah, we were cooking in the 90s, dude. We were fucking big balling in the 90s. A dub every Sunday. Here you go. Take that.
Yeah, that's fucking, that's a sinner's mentality right there. Here you go, he's paying somebody off.
He was buying time. Yeah, he was fucking, he had a couple of doormen to pay off, if you catch my drift.
He owed the boatman trying to get across that river.
Yeah.
That's so fucking trash, dude.
Yeah. And you know what else is trash? And someone asked this at one point, and I don't know if it was supposed to make it to an episode. It just never did, or maybe we did and I forget about it. But leaving church after communion.
You got to get exit, dude. It's like getting out of a fucking wedding. It's fucking mayhem getting out of there. Some old volunteer fireman directing traffic out on 202. I got to get to fucking Palermo's. We got a fucking pie waiting for us. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah.
We were gone.
My dad, I don't know what demons he was dancing with, but he wouldn't get communion. I would go, and he would go get the car, and I would get communion, and he would be out front. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what was going on, but there was some fucking still waters run deep, Daddy. That guy was dancing with somebody.
Dude, that is the
old
school dad.
Who goes to communion? Yeah, who goes to church, drops a dubski in a basket, and then doesn't get the cracker? Good night.
Somebody on the Straight Out of Hell tour. That's fucking what. Dude.
Yeah.
Dude, my dad did the same thing, and they would do it with such honor. They would do it with such honor. Nah, you go ahead. And yeah, and I remember thinking, like, what the fuck did this guy do? I don't know if he did it as, like, a mind game to flex on us, to, like, let him know that he's been involved in fucking bad situations with worse people, that he's been hemmed up or what. But it worked because, I mean, dude, anytime somebody doesn't go to communion, well, the rule is you're supposed to go to confession before you go to communion. Like, I don't know what the statute of limitations is on it, but you're supposed to go at a certain point.
I think it's weekly. It's before you receive. You're supposed to confess. In a perfect world, you're supposed to confess weekly.
I'm not saying nothing. I give him the old, yeah, lie, cheat, steal. I give him the three rundown. That's it. Give me a couple of Hail Marys. Let's go.
I was mean to my brother. What do you know? Come on. What are we doing here? Let's go. I stole a dollar from the purse. Let's go. Give me the snacks. What are we doing here?
Currently, right now, Father, I'm wrapped up in corporate espionage around the globe. I don't know if that counts.
I'm a 12-year-old running a Ponzi scheme.
I had my lawyer killed last weekend. No, what I was going to say is this is pretty trashy, you know, because we got the COVID scare going on. So I get cold sores every once in a while, just like most people do. But I got one in my fucking nose.
Ooh.
Is that garbage?
No. It ain't. Dude, I mean,
and I can't stop playing with it.
I know that much.
I can't stop playing with it because it's like all scabbed up. And like if I push it in, it sticks together and it gets all brittly. Does make for real good picking, I'll tell you that. It's at a certain point now.
All right. This is come on. No, this is not garbage. This is something else. That's, oh, man, my skin just
broke. Hey, I'm trying to share me. What the fuck? I'm supposed to hide who I am?
Yeah. Hey, I don't need the in-nose herpes stories, okay? Keep it moving with that, Tuts. It was kind of funny. The screen just paused, and then you came back with glasses on.
I wanted to do that cat filter so bad, man. I know that's cheesy, but dude, that had me dying.
That was one of those things I was talking. It was so funny. It had to be like I thought it was fake. I'm like, this is so fun, so funny, and so you know, it's one of those things that seems scripted or so. But then it wouldn't be that funny if it was scripted. But being that this is a family ep, what do you say we get into a little bit of business, big man?
Let's get into some questions. Of course, this is a family ep. I forgot to mention that. You know, we're all in chaos over here. We got a lot going on. We'll be back in the studio soon. Family ep. Also, just me and Kippy, I got to be honest with you. When I woke up this morning, I woke up. The apartment was clean. All right. I had a fucking popped a little edible. You know what I mean? Just to get the juices going. Had a little coffee. Mm-hmm. Took my pills. I stepped out to get some fresh air. It feels like back in the day when we were doing the fucking... doing the early Zoom shows. Me and Kippy, this is all we did. This was it. Come in, punch in, sit down, check in, check out, boom. Upstairs, fucking eggs waiting for me at Patty's house. Not too shabby. Yeah. Clean living.
Are you garbage? When you're here, you're family. Ah, new tagline. Check it out. All rights reserved. Copy mark. Copy written. I don't think I've ever heard that anywhere. But yeah, so guys, as you know, when you join the Patreon, we will read your garbage questions. Kind of the only ways to do it, because we just get so many submissions through everything else that, you know, so when you join the Patreon, one of the added bonuses, you know, benefits is we ask your garbage question, and we've had an influx of people joining. We're going to get to all the questions, I promise you that. It's just, you guys are coming in. You guys, the fish are jumping on the boat. You know what I mean? I don't know what to do with them. So we're going to get there. But what do you say we get cracking a big man?
Let's go. Let's fire some up. By the way, when I took some of the equipment from the office so we could do this, boy, did I find a shitload of receipts from you. And it's stuffed in one of the things. Oh, man, I feel like I got Capone's ledger here. I turn state's evidence tomorrow. I'll be in some Witsack spot in Arizona. Clean living.
Shit. All right, give me a sec here.
Take your time, pal. Take your time. It's a nice Sunday morning vibe here. with the family, looking out over beautiful Queens, snows on the ground. All right, hey, you know what I want to ask? Did we talk about this last week? Because I did something really trashy. I didn't take that shit off the top of my car, and it really backfired on me. I didn't take the snow off the top of my car, and it was prime situation for it because it had snowed yesterday or 2 days ago, and then it froze overnight. So it was one sheet of snowy ice, and as soon as I hit the brakes, man, whoosh, came right down on the windshield. Not to mention, boy, I got two screws in my tires over there. I'm going to have to get two new tires. I got literally
out of your head.
I got a screw sticking into my tire. I got to get one of those
the plugs.
Yeah, but they don't work because I have a plug in the other one, which they said will be guaranteed for the life of the tire, and that thing's leaking like fucking
like the Hindenburg.
Leaking like a school kid after a fight. I don't know. Something. It's a Sunday. What do you?
I don't know. Insert joke here. Yeah. All right. So speaking of cars, you're a big car guy, big car buff. This big is from guy. Will Campbell. Shout out to Will on the old Patreon.
Shout out
there.
To you, Will.
Sitting in the passenger seat of a car and messing with the temperature or volume dials without asking, garbage or not garbage. You have a lot of rules on this, I know. You have very staunch opinions on this.
I mean, I come from the Samuel L. Jackson School of Radio and temperature. Yeah, I mean, if it ain't your car, you don't fuck with it. Now, my girlfriend will just she'll do it all on the sly. All of a sudden, I'll be like hot or I'll be cold. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? She'll be like, I was cold. I was hot. And she'll turn that shit down without even breaking a sweat. Now, the radio, on the other hand, we don't really listen to the radio. We put the Napster on or whatever it is, Spotify, whatever the kids listen to.
Sure, the aux cord. That's the big thing. You grab the aux cord. But is that like a... Does anybody have free? You know what's the worst is when someone puts on a song when the other song isn't fucking over yet. It's like, what am I, a fucking jerk off here? Like, I just put on fucking Tom Petty. Let me fucking rock. I got the windows down. You know what I mean? We're cruising, and then all of a sudden you want to listen to fucking Depeche Mode or somebody. No way.
Yeah. Hey, Carson Daly, stop killing the vibe, will you? All right, take a fucking hike. You know what I'm saying? Let it play.
I know. It's trashy. Yeah, you should ask, you know. But also, a good host driving a car would ask, be like, hey, you're too hot, you're too cold, you want to put something on? Hey, you know, something. You know, sometimes with you, big man, I got to be honest, you don't, your body temperature ain't the same as everybody else's all the time. So sometimes I get in your car and it's like fucking hanging meat in there.
Yeah, I like it nice and cool and crisp, especially on a long drive. I need to stay fresh and awake. You need to plan ahead. And also, that's what your little vents are for. You can turn your little vents off. In my car.
Oh,
now I understand. I understand all that manners aside. When you're in a relationship, it doesn't matter. We have a rule.
Oh,
I get like 4 or 5 songs, and then she takes it over.
Yeah, my girl usually what I get. Radio. She'll just. I'm a big radio. I just like put on whatever, and she'll just fucking. That's off. I go, okay, cool. I guess we're done. Keep it moving. She flexes on me. She lets me know who wears the fucking pants and the checkbook in the family.
I like a little 1010 wins in KYW News Radio 1060, especially in climate weather. I always go back to the well of AM radio to find out what the real deal is out there on the street.
It's not inclimate weather, inclement weather.
It is. It's inclimate weather.
Yeah, I think that's the origin of the word, but it's pronounced inclement. Inclement weather.
No, it's not. It's inclimate.
Okay. No, it's not.
According to 1010 winds, it is.
That always reminds me of fucking plowing snow. 1010, you know, 610
a.m.
That's
it. You can't find the weather on fucking Sirius and stuff like that. You don't know what's going on. I don't care what it's doing in North Dakota. I want to know what's going on in the street that I'm on.
The fucking, you know, Sirius can take a fucking hike. Those bozos, they don't know what's good. I don't know. I never understood Sirius. Who wants to choose from 10,000?
Unless you're interested.
Unless you want to get in the fucking AYG game, Daddy-O. I just don't get it. That's just too much for me. It's like, you know.
What's too much for you?
there's too much to choose for 70s on 7, 80s on 80. Well,
here's the good news, Bozo. Give me
50 Cent's first album or shut it, okay? That's all I want to hear.
Here's the good news. It would take Elon Musk and an entire team of his top scientists to figure out how to get Sirius Radio in that fucking hunk of shit you call it, the car.
I know.
You don't even. I couldn't even get.
Yeah, I'd have to put one of their satellites on my roof, driving around with the big dish.
Driving around one of those V's, like the limo.
Got a boomerang on the back.
Gang, real quick, want to take just a minute here and talk about one of our absolutely favorite sponsors and one of the favorite sponsors of all podcasts.
Yeah.
Of course, we're talking about Sheath underwear, baby. Get it, do it now.
Yeah, guys, it is a fantastic product. I feel like I'm a personal spokesman, even in my everyday life. Like in my group text, I'm like, guys, you gotta try this stuff out. And then they're like, oh, what are you? You know, you're just trying to sell it. I'm like, dude, I get paid regardless if you buy it or not. Just fucking try it. And then people are like, my boys are like, dude, this shit is fucking a game changer. If you're not familiar, the fabric they use is the softest. I walk around in my little stinger look popping out too in the apartment. I'm not just an underwear guy ever until I got these bad boys, and now I'm tropesing around the apartment just in my little skin tight boxer shorts going on. But there's two pouches. There's a pouch for your wiener, a pouch for your ball bag. You can go the wiener in the one pouch, the ball bag in the other. You can mix and match, do no pouches, whatever you need. I never knew I needed my balls off of my leg. That was the big game changer for me. I know for you, you're a big guy. There's a lot going on down there. You got to keep things in order, you know?
The Sheath has been a game changer with the cooling factor, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Keeps the fucking nuclear plant nice and cool. You know what I mean? I'm liking it.
Yeah. we got a meltdown over the Foley's.
There really is. There's really no other underwear you should be using other than Sheath. I absolutely love them. They're
I can't go back. I have like two pairs of regular underwear left that are still in cycle that I should just throw out because I feel like I'm dressing up in the 1400s when I put those like cotton fucking BVDs on. Not for me anymore. I'm a Sheath man. Go to sheathunderwear.com. Use our promo code GARBAGE. You save 20%.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fantastic deal. I'm telling you guys, they're worth the money. It's a game. You won't go back. I'm telling you, you will not go back to regular underwear. It'll be the best underwear in your rotation. Sheathunderwear.com. Use promo code GARBAGE and support the people that support the podcast, baby. This is an A-plus company. They love comedy podcasts. They love the show. They support all the other comedy podcasts. Get involved with these guys. Sheathunderwear.com. Promo code GARBAGE.
Kippy, have you told the folks about the good time we're having over there on the Stereo app every Thursday night at 9 o'clock?
Eastern time, that is. It is a good time, buddy. Hey, guys, if you're not familiar with the Stereo app, check it out. It's an app. We do live streams on it. We take your questions live on the air. You guys send them in. It's your voice you hear. It's a good time. It's a really cool way for you to get involved with us in the show. I know for me, every Thursday night when we start it, I crack a couple of IPAs. I let my hair down a little bit, get a little loose. It's a nice little time for me. It's a lot of fun. Check out the Stereo.
Good time.
Go to stereo.com/KevinRyan or /HFoley. We get to wet our beaks a little bit. Get involved, baby. It's a good time.
We'll see you Thursday nights, 9 o'clock, right there on the Stereo app. Now back to the show. You know what I thought of during the snowstorm? You know what's really trashy? If your town does like an announcement of the weather at a certain point, like on the channel or on the radio or whatever, but it picks a location in the town where it does it. I always thought that was trashy.
Oh, like down at the bank or whatever. We're down here at B&J Bank and it's currently 53 degrees with my dick up my asshole or whatever.
When I was home, I heard 32 degrees at the Acme in Phoenixville on the radio.
Oh, yeah, with 100% chance of 100% chance of Percocet.
we do believe the sale is going to go through. Skinny Pete has just showed up.
Hey guys, we're down here at the local Acme, and Patty Foley's credit card was just declined. More coming next hour.
32 degrees at the Acme in Phoenixville, 31 at the Johnson's Pizza, two blows down.
All right, great question, great question. This is off to a great fucking question. Barn burner already, folks. This is just, when I say a home run of a question, I'm talking an HR out of the park. This is from Benjamin Wagner over there on a Patreon. When you preheat your oven, does it smell like frozen pizza? Dude, you ever just have an oven in an apartment that just smells, it's just whatever, it's just been pizza for fucking a decade.
Yeah, dude, I don't know what happens to it when it does that. It I don't know if I can identify what the smell is. For me, it's like aluminum foil, frozen fish sticks, pizza. There's a whole little potpourri of dirt,
There's bags. Cheese on the bottom. Yeah.
Cheese on the bottom, crumbs on the bottom. Because we just got a toaster. We've been using that thing for everything. Fucking dry the clothes, fucking fix the house. Yeah, I got a fucking, I got a forge on her.
Ooh, that's pretty good. They're nice. Real that ain't good. Too shabby. I'll give you that. Like I always, growing up, we were a toaster oven family.
Let me ask you this. How many pieces of toast is too much for one person when you're at home making it?
Anything more than two pieces of toast. No, that's
really.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. Yeah,
I'm never going to finish all my eggs. I'm never going to finish all my eggs with just two pieces of toast, and then you're left there with.
I'm sure you'll figure it out. I'm sure you'll figure out a way. That's too much. I mean, I think you know that's probably like the amount of carbs you're supposed to, amount of bread you're supposed to have for a day.
It's multigrain.
It doesn't, man. It's multi-slices is what it is, okay? It's still too much.
Multi-loaves.
Yeah, no. Let's get that down to three. Let's get that down to three, okay? Big man, we got to keep an eye on you.
New multi-loaf bread.
Yeah. Great question. Yeah. Next one coming up, this is from fucking a home run of a name on this guy, Jack Klompas. Shout out to Jack Klompas. Which, guys?
I had a problem with the door. The door won't open. Why jiggling?
Take the
pen. Remember how mean the wife was? The wife was such a bitch. She's like, let him come down and get his own raincoats. Like, you have nothing better to do than get his raincoat.
What's he going to do? What are you going to do with these old dusty raincoats? Jack Klompas is one of the fucking, you know, one of the greatest characters from Seinfeld. Shout out to Jack Klompas, who me and you are Jack and Morty Seinfeld. I'm Jack Klompas, you're Morty Seinfeld.
Really, I'm Morty? All right,
I think so.
That.
I'm the smaller, angrier one. You're the bumbling doofus a little bit, wearing a number one
hotter
patch
wife.
Shirt.
Mrs. Seinfeld wasn't too shabby, huh? I remember her on Alf. She was on a show called Alf. You might have been too young for that.
I've an alien life form. Yeah, there's a hair in my tuna fish. Yeah, I know what Alf is. What am I, a fucking jerk off?
There's a hair in my tuna fish.
So it's a line from an episode of Elf. Whatever. Moving on. Jack Klompas's question is...
You, my friend, are no Jack Klompas.
Have you ever taken more than a penny from the take a penny, leave a penny thing? Which, in my bad days, I've been hemmed up and I would, you know...
Take a 20.
Yeah, it's tough.
You kidding me?
Yeah. You know what always bothered me, too, is when somebody would pay with something with change. Not judging them that they're paying something for change. I've been there a bajillion times. I get it. I'm still there. Whatever.
I remember going to get snacks at the fucking on when we lived on Titan Street, going around that corner to that fucking dirtball gas station and fucking getting like $10 worth of snacks with all quarters in the lean days. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Bring Kippy back a pack of combos.
Ooh, shout out to the combo. When people would pay with change and then like they would get like 27 cents back or something from, you know, their transaction, and then they would put that in like the leave a penny, take a penny. I watched a kid buy cigs one time, Newports at a Wawa, and paid in full change when they were like, you know, $8 or something. Paid $8 mm-hmm. in change, and then she gave him like the 16 cents back or whatever his change was, and he like threw it in the leave a penny, take a penny. He's like, I don't need this. I'm like, no, you clearly need this. You know what I mean? Like, where do you get the confidence to start? You just left all, you just left your whole net worth in the leave a penny, take a penny thing, pal. You need that.
You need to get that to an IRA quick. All right, dirt ball.
Matter of fact, take the rest of it. Yeah.
I'll dabble in the leave a penny, take a penny thing. And you know what's all? You know what makes you feel like a real, like a million bucks?
Hold on. Will you confuse the guy too? Will you be like, yo, I don't think you know math well enough. Will you be like, hey, your price will be like $761. You'll give him like $1582 and be like, make him do some crazy fucking math where you get like a quarter and seven ones back or something. My dad was huge on that. Just
what,
give,
trying
you know,
to misdirect
after
him?
No, after, you know, they would get, like, you would pay, right? And then the guy would enter, my dad would pay with a 20, and the guy would enter $20, enter, and then it would be like, oh, you know, your change is $7.61. And my dad would be like, well, I actually have 14 cents here. And then the guy had to do, like, some fucking, some weird penny math, and you're like, it's so
dude, that shit used to
I'm
drive
like, dude,
me
he's a
crazy.
Fucking, I'm
like, once
he's
the
a
transaction's done. Once the fucking transaction's done, that's it. There's no once the wheels start spinning, buddy. There's no more no more bets. All bets are closed.
I know.
If I try to do that, I usually get to, well, I already rang it in. That's always a good. I already rang it in. Sorry. You want to give me the change? I'll give you a dollar. But you know what I was gonna say? You know what makes you feel real good when, let's say, it's $7.52. And you give him a 10, don't worry about the two cents. You always feel like a big shot. Like, ah, thanks, man. You know?
Yeah. You know what I just had yesterday? I popped into the old bodega. I went outside. I didn't have a lighter to catch a Bernie. So I popped into the bodega, and I didn't have any cash on me. And he's like, I pulled out my card, and he's like, you don't have cash? I'm like, nah, this is it. He's like, yeah, get it to me tomorrow. And then I went in this morning and fucking broke him off. It was great. Yeah. It was nice. That's like you feel like a fucking wise guy. You know what I mean?
I had that with a slice a couple weeks ago. I went into my spot to grab a slice, and I only had my card. He's like, just get it to me tomorrow. I'm like, all right, no problem. Free slice. Next time I saw him, I gave him a 5. You know how it is? Huh? You know what we're doing here. Let's go.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Leave a slice, take a slice. I get it. That's how you operate.
A little dish of pepperoni right next to the register. Take a couple of these. Put a throw. A
couple of garlic knots for the road.
What are your thoughts on the garlic knot, by the way?
Listen, this is going to be maybe.
I've been eating fucking at pizzerias my entire life, almost 45 years. Okay. I never had a really good garlic knot. I never had a garlic knot.
That's exactly what I'm saying. On paper, the theory of them, fantastic. Sign me up all day. But you rarely get like a really fucking good one. It's always the inside's a little dry or it doesn't fucking... I had
them one time.
This place I used to work called Santo Palato, my first job ever. I was busting tables at like 12 or something. Sounds like an Italian bank.
Santo Palato. Here at Santo Palato Bank. I give out biscotti instead of lollipops. Thought that was pretty good, biscotti.
Maybe it was a bank and I was just maybe it was a bank and I was just there eating pizza and spaghetti the whole time. But they used to make their garlic knots out of like it was like proper fucking pizza dough, kind of. You know what I mean? It wasn't like...
That's what they all
are. I don't know.
Are.
I know, but this one, they did something to it where these were actually good. But they don't do it for me. They give you the cup, and then you dip the stuff in the... It's just, you know, yeah, they're fine. If I'm in the mood, I'll be like, yo, let me get Tree of M or something. You know what I
they
mean?
They do jack them up, which is pretty good, which I've had fucking... I've had them all pumped up with where they put mozzarella cheese and sauce on them and then bake them in the oven. That's not bad. But they got pizza.
That's a pizza. What are you talking about? Hey, can you make that a pizza? And then I'll see. Yeah, come on. What are we talking about?
Can you put a slice of chicken on there? Never had a good fucking garlic knot, man. Would love to. Don't want to hate on the garlic knot, but would love to have a good one someday. I don't know if I mentioned this to you, but I think I'm going, and this is a little bit of Seinfeld influenced. I think I'm going all Sicilian. As my pizza. I'm a Sicilian guy from here on out, I think. I'm getting older.
That's not too shabby. It happens as you get old. I remember my dad used to eat it, and that was like, you know, you might as well have been drinking black coffee as a kid. I'm like, what are you doing?
To a kid, a slice of Sicilian, you were like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Yeah,
this
you had to have issues. A 401.
This guy doesn't get communion.
You had to have a 401k to get a slice of Sicilian. You couldn't be like a fucking 12-year-old and order a slice of Sicilian.
Nah, it didn't make sense. I remember once or twice my parents getting like a whole pie, and I'm like, who's coming over? Like, what? What militia is eating dinner with this? Get rid of this shit and get me a round pie, fucking 8 inches, and get some peps on there, okay?
Yeah. You know who used to do a real nice Pizza Hut? Pizza Hut used to do a thin crust. Oh, buddy, their thin crust—you could fucking mulch through that thing. I felt like we were French or something when we got one of them things coming to the house. I was like, ooh la la, kippy like.
Dude, you think I don't know about the French bread or about the thin crust? I was a big Domino's thin crust guy. Fucking. Whew, good night on that.
Also,
and that's
very good.
They cut it in the weird way that we were talking about the other day. They cut it European style, fucking in like a checkerboard. Yeah. Good shit.
Yeah. All right. Next one coming at this is yes or yes. Tank 69. At any point in your lives, have you ever considered XXX or with Vin Diesel or SWAT with Colin Farrell, great movies? And I would like to say I thought SWAT was a fucking cinematic masterpiece for like at least a year in my life until I realized it was just a big hunk of shit. But it wasn't too shabby. If it gets you at the right age, so those movies you catch where, you know, it's just explosions, a hot chick, and Colin Farrell, good night, sign me up, you know what I mean?
Early 2000s, that they really leaned into that where they took like the 90s model of like action movies, but they really over the top made it like real
cheesed
sexy.
Them up, yeah.
The pinnacle of that would be the Miami Vice that he was in, him and Jamie Foxx, which I think it was a fucking great movie, but it was all about that. Nobody was using their regular voice. It was all, I'm going down to Cuba for a couple of D's. Every line was like that. Every line. You're holding the line. It's going to get edgy. It's going to get tough out there. You sure you got the stones to make it happen? And it was always some informant that didn't want to give anything up, but he was a real fucking dirtbag. Fucking fantastic. I never fucked with Vin Diesel at all. What's XXX? What is he? A fucking superhero
XXX,
or something?
If I remember, I've watched it for sure. I think he was like a stunt guy or like a BMXer or something, and then like the government hired him to like, jump the statue. They hired him to like jump the statue.
They recruit him out in front of 7-Eleven.
Yeah, it was something. I think he was like an extreme sports star. I don't know if he had superpowers, but like,
hey kid, I think put down that Mountain Dew and taquito. You got to save the world.
Yeah, it was very that, I feel. But, yeah, I mean, dude, those movies hit me where I was like, especially fucking that.
Yeah,
you're
at
Bad
the
Boys
right
2.
Age.
Bad Boys 2 got me.
Come
that was
on,
one
that's fucking
that
way different.
I don't know. It was the same thing, dude. Explosion. It
Bad
was all
Boys,
just
fantastic.
Dude, they have the line in that. When like they assembled the squad of like, you know, all the rogue CIA guys and stuff, they walks into the room and the one guy goes, you guys look like you're getting ready to do something stupid. Sign me up. And I was just like, cheese city, daddy-o. But yeah, they're great movies. They're fun. But trash.
That's trash. That's how you entered every gymnasium from there on out. Same.
Yeah.
Every
they're
high school
for sure
party.
Trashy movies.
No, I wanted to say there is a Vin Diesel franchise. I don't know what it's called. His eyes glow. It's something in space. His eyes glow.
Yeah,
seen
that.
I can't remember. It's called like Destiny
After
or
Dark or Midnight or something like that. Yeah,
yeah.
It's something.
Some cheesy shit.
He has night vision.
Yeah. Those are pretty good. I fucked with those. But, I mean, that's garbage. That's garbage. If that was the question, it's garbage down the line. You bring up Vin Diesel, you're trash. Guy does all right, though.
Except,
a lot of cash.
Except in his performance in Saving Private Ryan. Shout out.
Caparzo? Right, come on. Caparzo went on hard.
We called my buddy Caparzo after, for I mean, all for years because of that. All right, this is from Adam K. Which tattoo is trashier, a tribal armband or the words "Only God can judge me"? As a friend, let me chime in here. As a guy whose friends have, you know, multiple
of these origins
of tattoos, the trashier one is "Only God can judge me" because it's like a message, right? It's like an identity. Like, you can't fucking tell me what to do. I'm, you know, this rebel to society. Or tribal armbands, they were just hot for a time. You know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah,
you know, you got caught up with the wrong crowd for a couple of years and you ended up getting a tribal tattoo. That was more of a trend. "Only God can judge me" is like a fucking, you think it's a lifestyle. You know what I mean? You're like, I'm fucking, this is what it is. And it's like, nah, dude, you're a fucking dork. Hit the bricks.
And with the tribal armband, there is the small chance that you might be Samoan, Hawaiian, or something like that, where
sure.
it actually...
I
it
think
actually,
that's could, all, yeah.
You could be Aquaman or fucking The Rock or something like that, where it actually mm-hmm. is, it, you know, it,
means
it,
something,
it fits
yeah.
you. Yeah. Nobody,
I don't think that's what he's talking about, yeah.
There's no religion, there's no nothing. That has fucking "Only God can judge" attached to it. Mm-hmm. That means you made a grab at one of your cousins or something like that.
yeah, exactly. You're trying to fucking explain some shit with that tattoo. this is from Jesse. this is from Jesse Gertzman, which I've never. Oh, man, some questions they just fucking take you right back. Have you ever had a radio/CD player mounted under a kitchen cabinet in your home?
Oh, my God.
My buddies had them, and I never understood that. I'm like, well, at one point I thought it was, like, fancy. That and a TV in the kitchen. I was like, oh, my God. But then as I get older,
TV in
like,
the kitchen.
Trash.
TV
though.
In the kitchen is great. My brother in the house.
But
trashy,
right?
Nah, but they had this fucking beautiful little kitchen, and they fucking slapped a little tiny flat screen, like, in the corner, had it mounted and shit. Oh, it makes it real cozy in there. Watching Good Morning America while you're fucking Christmas morning, some shit going on. Got the parade on. Real nice. CD player. That's
yeah, but that's
garbage.
One day a year. You're like, oh,
true.
You know, Christmas. You're setting the scene. You're making it all romantic. But like, if you're
no,
fucking,
dude,
you know,
I would stand in the
TV on a Tuesday.
If there was a TV in my kitchen, I would stand there most times standing up and eating. Just feeding all the fucking endorphins just going at once. Fucking having the fucking
yeah. Well,
orgy
I mean, you're there. Trashy. That's the thing. You sometimes you forget that just because you like something, you go, "Well, that's not trashy." No, you're garbage, and that is fucking trashy. Okay, okay. Moving on.
Point
sometimes
taken.
Sometimes Foley gets Foley just real falls in love with something and then goes, "No, I love it." Yeah, you can love it. It's trashy. Okay.
I love the 555
deals from Domino's.
The dad who did put the CD player or whatever underneath the cabinet, it never worked for more than 5 years. Some wires came loose.
No.
That was the same dad that like wired the whole house with speakers so you could hear the music anywhere. That shit never worked. Mm-hmm. That always broke at some point.
Yeah.
You have something pretty trashy sure. in your house,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we have the intercom that can go from room to room. That was, I mean, the house was built in the 80s. That was like the height of fucking technology. You know what I mean? An intercom, you can go room to room. And then also you can go neighbor
Kevin,
to neighbor.
Stop jerking off up there and come down for dinner.
You can talk to the neighbors, like front porch or something. Like it goes to like one speaker. I don't know. We never used it or whatever, but there was like a cassette player yeah. on it. It was weird. We never really fucked with it, but it's still there.
That's
it's like the fake wood paneling.
That's Bucks County militia
yeah.
shit. I don't like that at all.
No, that was like, I think they were building these nice houses back in the 80s, and they were like, this is technology right now, but in like technology was moving so quick that like 3 weeks later, they're like, well, this is trashy, you know, or it doesn't like make sense. People are like, oh, this is going to be cool, but then, it wasn't right away.
It's garbage. Garbage, garbage, garbage.
All right, this is from Tony P. Did your parents ever make you lie about your age or to get a discount or reduced admission on anything? I don't think we ever did.
Oh, yeah. I was 11 for a while.
Up until a couple of weeks ago.
I was 11 for a while. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You didn't save that much, man. I remember I recently asked my mom about something. One time, I might have mentioned this before, so if I did, I apologize. But we one time went to a drive-in movie, all right? It was me, my Uncle Mike's mm-hmm. family. We all went to a drive-in movie together. We took multiple cars, okay? This was probably, I think this was in Wilkes-Barre. They had come up to hang out with us for a couple of weeks or a week or something like that.
Okay.
And we went couple to a drive-in
weeks.
Movie.
If you got family coming for a couple of weeks, that ain't good.
Maybe a week they would come on.
A weekend, 3-day weekend at most, if it's a holiday, maybe.
No, we used to fucking settle in. They would get our rooms organized. I ain't going anywhere. break out the lifesaver, the lifesaver sleeping blanket. Uncle Hank staying for a while. I used to love it. Anyway, we're driving to a fucking drive-in movie in the early 80s. Admission couldn't have been more than a nickel. Maybe five bucks. And there was like 10 of us. But for some reason, as we were pulling in, they made my one aunt get down on her hands and knees in the back seat, and we put a blanket over her to cover her up. Unless it was just like, you know, my dad and my Uncle Mike just trying to, like, fuck the system. You know what I mean? Just like, you know, giving the old finger, the finger or whatever. You know, a couple of working guys, you know what I mean? They're busting their stones. Why not get a little something on the sly? I don't know why we did it, but I was always confused about it. And I remember I asked my mom not that long ago, and she's like, well, that was expensive back then. Expensive drive-in movie in the 80s? Come on, Patty.
Yeah, that's unforgivable. That's tough. That's tough to justify. That's really hard to justify. I mean, you got a grown woman hiding under a fucking, you know, an igloo cooler to save $3. Ain't good. It ain't good.
Maybe I shouldn't be talking about it. What's the statute of limitations on something like that these days?
Yeah, I think the Wilkes-Barre drive-in is they're not coming after you for the $3.
Could be a cold case out there, you know what I mean? Fucking looking for the Foleys. Big ass station wagon, wood panelings, old school as it gets, in the back seat, giving the finger to every car that drove by. Clean living.
This is just funny. This is from Alex Tonello on the Patreon. Have you got the vaccine because you smoke or you're obese?
I tried to get it, but fucking, you know, got our boy Cuomo over there is fucking backpedaling. I'm surprised that guy's still around. Surprised he's not hiding out in fucking Italy like Michael Corleone at this point. Fucking hitting the land, that guy. They got it coming. The heat's coming down on him. But they were supposed to have it by February 15th where fatties would be able to get it. You know? And I just thought, you know, since it's available, you know, that I should go get it, you know, so I can start maneuvering around a little bit more. You know, especially now, you know, we've had multiple scares. Playing defense on this thing. But when I went onto the website, they said I didn't qualify. So I went and ate a hoagie and came back and I qualified.
Yeah, maybe fucking go get a pizza or some garlic knots. I'll put you over the edge.
I don't know how they checked that, though. Like, they didn't ask for my weight or anything like that or any kind of documentation to say that I am obese. I guess when you pull up, they're like, all right, yeah, go ahead, fatty. You know what I mean? Fucking.
Yeah, I think if you're just so, yeah, I don't know.
Put the needle in a cheeseburger? Piece of ham like an old
so
dog?
Far behind.
Yeah, that's what it is. They're just so far behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great question. Funny question. This is from Christopher. Guilty over here. Did you ever have a pro wrestling name picked out? Because I for sure wanted to be a pro wrestler. We used to do backyard wrestling. You know, that shit was huge in the 90s or like early 2000s.
What was yours, Naked Kevin?
Something. I remember I had a move where like I would just like try to rip, like I would like. I know, I was trashy, dude. I was young. We were probably like 10, 11 when it like hit, like with like Goldberg and Stone Cold. Like that shit was huge at that time. And I remember it was like I would just like pull on the guy's neck. Like I would just like, I don't know. It's just like a fucking, and I fucking fucked this kid up real bad. Like, not like, but like I like fucking hurt his neck, and like his mom had to call my mom, and it was like, I was like, dude, we were wrestling. What the fuck? You know what I mean? I was going ham. What do you want from me?
Hey, your little fat kid's going around putting kids in a camel clutch. Let's fucking pull it back a little bit. It's got yeah. Superfly Kevin Snuka over here. No, we never fucked with that shit. I was a wrestling guy for maybe like a couple of weeks in the 80s when the Hulk was big. I watched the cartoon. They had a cartoon, Saturday morning cartoon. Him and the Junkyard Dog going around solving crimes or some shit like that. I was into that. I didn't like the toys. The toys didn't do it for me. Now I can appreciate them. But if I didn't have full mobility, I couldn't do my fantasies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I know. I get you.
I'm a G.I. Joe guy.
Yeah. I get you. I'm with it, Daddy-O. I'm not hating over here. Great question. This is from Jack.
Fantastic.
I'm not even really sure I fully understand this garbage question. Have you ever given someone a random gift card in exchange for them paying for your meal? Oh, okay. You know, I get that one. I thought it was something else. You know, like, oh, here, I owe you $15 for, you know, the Red Lobster. I got a Best Buy gift card with $20 on it. I'll give you that type thing. Anytime you're dealing in gift cards, anytime you're operating with gift cards, it's bad news. It means you're hemmed up is what it means. That's your store currency. Store credit's a bad look, too.
No, you've never. Who's ever given somebody, hey, I have store credit over at fucking Boscov's?
Oh, in high school days or whatever, junior high days, that was like when, you know, you didn't have money. I would hear it. I never did it. Or, you know, I'd be like, hey, I have this if you're going to go there anytime soon. You know what I mean? Are you going to Pep Boys anytime soon?
Oh, man.
Yeah, trash.
I bought something illegal one time with a stereo.
What do you mean? Oh, like traded?
Sure. Yeah,
traded. Yeah, that's not bought. You traded a fucking you traded sound equipment for fucking Coke or something.
I did not say that.
I know. I'm making a joke, buddy. It's a comedy podcast.
Kevin Ryan said that, ladies and gentlemen.
This is from Alex Sherman. Does anyone in your family have Calvin Peen on something sticker on their car? Which I have to say, if you're not on the Patreon, we do it in the Foley's crib. Foley has one on his house. Foley's family has the Calvin guy peeing on something on the house. I don't want to give it away because it's on the Patreon, but fucking check out the Foley Cribs edition on Patreon, the video. He's got
I'll give it away. You want to go fucking check it out. Should I not give it away for that purpose? They'll go check it out.
I don't know.
It's Calvin with a little sailor hat pissing on the name Jane Fonda. And that's because she entertained the North Vietnamese troops fucking during the Vietnam War, which my old man was in, and none of the veterans like her because of that, and rightly so.
Sounds like some commie bullshit to me.
love it or leave it, baby.
Okay, let's burn through a couple more here. This is, I think you've touched on this, but I don't know. This is from Andy. Have you ever used toilet paper? Have you ever used paper towels as toilet paper, which I know you prefer?
I prefer it.
Yeah.
I prefer it. I rip them in half and get, like, you know, playing card sizes. But it just mm-hmm. it gives you more grip. You get more power. All right. Better steering. And it absorbs more. You know?
Sure. I'm all with you.
Sometimes with my diet, okay, or lack thereof, that could be a never-ending thing down there. Be there for 45 minutes. Just going and going and going and going and going and going and going. I need something with a little grip. I got to get in there. I got to get in. I breach. I don't. Do you breach when you're wiping? I breach. I'm in there.
I don't get in there. I don't know what in there qualifies for you. I'm sure we're playing different games. but yeah, I mean,
different gravitational fields are involved.
Sure. I take care of business. You know. I wouldn't say I go dumpster diving, but I'm taking care of things appropriately, what needs to be.
Oh, yeah. So what was the exact question? The exact question was, do you prefer paper towel?
Yeah, which is, the big man prefers it, which I don't mind either. from Carrie Ann, have you slept in your work clothes so you can sleep as late as possible the next morning before your shift, which is insane to me. That ruins the night of sleep to me. If you're sleeping in, she goes, I often did this as a teen working at Dunkin' Donuts. If you're sleeping in a dirty Dunkin' Donuts t-shirt in your bed, you are trash.
Definitely in my
jeans.
What's
that save you? A couple of minutes?
A half an hour at least. If you roll out of bed and fucking splash some water on your face, brush your teeth real quick, and you're out the fucking door, you don't got to stop for coffee.
It's true. You get coffee.
It's waiting there for
you.
Or breakfast. Yeah. You're rolling right in fucking. So you're rolling in there. You're fixing yourself something nice.
Time to make the donuts.
I used to sleep in my jeans all the time.
I know, but
I actually prefer
it. It takes 2 seconds to put jeans on to go to work. If you're not showering, you're not showering. So take that out of the equation. If you're just waking up and putting jeans on, that's what's seconds, 15 seconds.
Ready to go. It's not like I get dressed and then lay down. I'm already dressed and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to wear this tomorrow. And I lay down and go to sleep and then wake up and I'm out the fucking door.
Okay.
You're really a go-getter when
you
you're
do
doing
you.
That. I bet you Elon Musk does that. I thought of a question the other day.
You don't get to Mars sleeping in your clothes.
Have you? That's not true. He wears the same thing all the time. Look at Steve Jobs. He wore the same turtleneck for fucking 25 years.
I'm sure he doesn't sleep in them.
How many of those do you think he had?
A lot. A lot. Enough.
You think he had a lot?
Hundreds. Yeah, hundreds. Yeah.
Because I had a question the other day. Have you ever taken a shower and then put dirty clothes back on?
I did that with underwear just now, right before we recorded. I put a pair on last night, like a new pair. I think I got out of the shower and put them on midday yesterday. And then I was like, oh, fuck, I got to hop in the shower before this to, like, just fucking wake up. And I just threw the same undies. Sheath underwear, by the way. Sheath underwear, promo code.
Oh,
garbage.
Yeah.
Check it out.
The only underwear. Fantastic product.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's do one more, and then I got to jump here, buddy, okay?
Let's do it, baby. We love you guys. We appreciate you hanging in there with this little Zoom episode, little throwback fucking Mondays. We'll be back in the studio this week, I assume.
Yeah, this one's just funny. This is from, I lost it. Sorry. This is from Jeremy. Have you ever been the only guy dressed too hip-hop or too rock and roll at an event? Like a family event or anything. There was some times when I was listening, when I got into rap in like sixth grade, where I would show up to like Thanksgiving trying to be fucking Mace and Puff Daddy from the Mo Money Mo Problems video.
Ah, you must have been so fucking annoying.
I remember my mom would be like,
fat kid
put
in
the
a fucking
food. Yeah. I had the real baggy jeans. My mom would be like, put the other jeans on. We're going to a nice event, you know, and I'm like, nah, you don't get me while I'm trying to spit my rhymes or something in the back of a minivan.
You must have sucked.
Yeah, it wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Ah, that's fucking too funny. I've seen dudes. I was never that into either one.
Sure.
But I've seen the dude that shows up that usually what's a telltale giveaway is the generic baseball jersey open. Remember?
Oh, that's a dead giveaway. Yeah.
Yeah, and
like
the hat.
Random team. Yeah.
Yeah, and like you're wearing a hat at a funeral. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Fucking embarrassing.
Yeah, it's not a good
people.
Luck.
That is too funny, man.
Yeah, not a good
Gang,
luck.
What an exciting episode. We love you guys. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Yeah,
Kippy.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate all the love and appreciate all the love and support. Please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. The full video available on YouTube and then Patreon.com. We're having a good time. Thanks so much for the support. We love you guys.
Peace. Hold on a second there, gang. Before you start stepping out the door, I want to take one more quick second and talk to you about the fun we're having over there on the Stereo app. And it doesn't matter whether you have an iPhone or an Android, you can download the app for free and you can sign up and we have a fucking good time.
Yeah, guys, it is a lot of fun. Like we've said the past weeks, get involved. We're having a lot of fun in there. You guys are giving us, it's an easy way for you to get your question, you know, for us to riff on your question, make fun of you. We make fun of each other. Get involved. Go to stereo.com/KevinRyan or /H Foley. You sign up. We get to wet our beaks a little bit. It's a good time every Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. See you this week.
Do it.